Best thing that's ever happened to you financially. Go.
Easy. Sold my car on Carvana. Amazing offer.
Really? I hit 200 on the scratcher.
Did the scratcher come to your house and hand you a check?
No.
How many scratchers did you hit to get that? I hit a button on Carvana.com once.
Okay, that's fair.
It's like the lottery, except you always win.
Not like the lottery at all, actually.
Exactly. Inexplicably good. Offers worth bragging about. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
85,000 The Podcast is delivered to you ad-free by our presenting sponsor, AS4.
Do you know that one of the most significant reasons we age is because of something called telomeres? Telomeres are protective, repetitive DNA caps at the end of our chromosomes, similar to plastic tips on shoelaces that prevent our genetic data from unraveling during cell division. As cells divide, our end caps shorten, acting as a biological clock for aging. And as they shorten, cells age, stop functioning, or die. Introducing AS4, a plant-based, scientifically supported health supplement designed to slow shortening of our telomeres, the science of aging slower. Powered by astragalus 4, a bioactive compound derived from the root astragalus, AS4 helps activate telomerase to support cellular health and the slowing of biological aging. Proven protection for our chromosomes. Manufactured in the USA, FDA-certified, cGMP-compliant, and NSF-certified factory. Quality you can trust. Backed by over 50 years of expertise. And now, special for 85K podcast listeners only, go to as-4.com and use code JUSTICE to get the lowest limited time offer available anywhere on premium health span creating nutrition. That's as-4.com and use code JUSTICE. AS4, live younger, longer.
Most of us know about the company Enron, or at least think we do.
At the peak of its success, the company's shares were worth more than $90 each. But just before Enron filed for Chapter 11, they traded at 26 cents.
But what if the world got the Enron story wrong?
You may think you know the story. Enron's downfall into bankruptcy, their accountants, Arthur Andersen, on trial for it, combined with headlines of corporate corruption, greed, and scandal. But what you've heard until now is only part of the story. Behind those headlines are the lives of people who were caught in the crossfire, wrongly accused, and left to pick up the pieces.
People just walk around not sure what's happening. Some people are wrapping up all their belongings.
This is the story that has never been told. The story of the 85,000 people whose lives were upended at a company not named Enron. And one man's fight to not only help as many as he could, but to also set the record straight.
If you flash forward to today's date, despite the fact that millions of documents were subpoenaed, there's never been anything that showed that Arthur Andersen did anything wrong on the audit.
Corruption has consequences. Sometimes it goes all the way to the top.
Our group is meeting and they will bring recommendations, recommendations here. They'll look at, fully investigate what went on.
There's what we've heard about this story and where the truth actually lies.
Biggest case of corporate fraud in history. 38 counts of fraud and conspiracy.
Enron filed for bankruptcy December 2nd, 2001.
For this to make any sense at all, let's go back. The year is 2001. The world is riding high on the promise of a new millennium, driven by rapid innovation and cultural revolutions.
But now a new generation of phones is about to hit the streets, and these handsets can send not only text, but take and send pictures as well.
The internet is still fresh, exciting, and full of possibilities. Companies like Napster are transforming how we consume music. And the dot-com bubble may have burst, but the tech boom is still a siren song for dreamers and entrepreneurs alike. But at this point in time in history, it would appear to be the rise of a new age of corporate giants, fueled by the dot-com boom and even a government surplus coming out of the 90s, was in reality about to be on shaky ground, led by a dramatic change we will find out about in how corporations value themselves and their stock price.
This is the key, mark-to-market accounting.
A brief explanation is needed for this to really hit home. Mark-to-market is a type of accounting practice that is like telling everyone you're a millionaire today because you plan to win the lottery next year. then spending money you don't actually have while hoping no one notices. At the time, the conventional wisdom was that Enron did exactly that with their profits.
But did they get it wrong?
The public needed something simple to blame. And so mark-to-market accounting took center stage. Late-night hosts and water-cooler conversations boiled it down to one punchline.
Enron made up numbers.
And it became a running joke.
If we do that, we can add a gazillion dollars to the bottom line.
A symbol of corporate greed and cooked books.
The real story is far more complex.
When Enron fell in the fall of 2001, so did the lives of 85,000 other people. Again, at a company not named Enron. Arthur Andersen, one of the five biggest accounting firms in the world, and one of the auditors of Enron, became the scapegoat. But why? Wasn't it Enron who led the fall?
The fate of Arthur Andersen rests in the hands of the 12-member jury that lawyers began selecting today.
But what if the world got the Enron story wrong?
Ken Lay was one of President George W. Bush's close allies.
Looking back now, were it not for 9/11, the story we are about to tell you would have wholly consumed a new president's first term.
People were out for blood. My name is Chris Rare. I'm a writer, producer.
Chris Rare, one of the voices bringing the story to life. Chris has spent years investigating the truth behind the Enron scandal.
I was intrigued and started doing research after Larry Katzen chose me to write a screenplay on the Arthur Andersen debacle.
In this series, you'll hear insights, interviews, and firsthand accounts from himself as well as his interactions with those who lived it, shedding more light on a story that history got all wrong.
At first, the mainstream press began investigating President George W. Bush's connection to Enron.
This is not a political issue. It is a business issue. You know, Enron had made contributions to a lot of people around Washington, D.C. And if they came to this administration looking for help, they didn't find any.
But in the fall of 2001, everything was about to change.
The unthinkable happened today. The World Trade Center, both towers, gone.
9/11 shook the planet, and Americans everywhere were looking towards their leaders to guide them out of the darkness. They were looking towards their president. Larry Katzen was a partner and worked for Arthur Andersen, the accounting firm that represented Enron.
The power of our government, the president could do whatever he wants to do. And he convinced his people that we were the bad guys. No, they destroyed the lives of 85,000 people in 84 countries around the world.
Enron, the darling of the energy sector, and was the biggest contributor to George Bush's campaign for president, also at this time reveals itself to be a mirage built up by lies from key figures in the company and manipulated financial statements.
If you flash forward to today's date, despite the fact that millions of documents were subpoenaed, there's never been anything that showed that Arthur Andersen did anything wrong on the audit.
As we began to do more and more research for the series, most of us remember Enron being at fault. Then why was Arthur Andersen, a company over a century old and the gold standard in accounting, the one that was taking the fall?
The media, for some reason or another, sort of all said the same story.
They write history, don't they?
Yes.
This is the real story. How one of the world's most preeminent accounting firms was made to take the fall when they were so easily exonerated by the Supreme Court 9-0, not 3 years later.
We are increasingly getting firms which are conceptual, whose value depends increasingly on reputation and trust.
But not after 85,000 innocent people lost it all just for doing their job. Corruption has consequences everywhere. But what do we do if it goes all the way to the top?
Well, our group is meeting, and they will bring recommendations here. They'll look at, fully investigate what went on. My concern, of course, is for the shareholders of Enron.
Coming up next on 85,000. Larry Katzen had seen corporate scandals before, but nothing like this.
Anheuser-Busch congratulated me.
A shocking accusation, decades of trust vanishing overnight.
If I get a delivery of a lawsuit for $3 million against the firm.
How did one of the world's most respected firms find itself at the center of history's most infamous corporate collapse? And more importantly, who would pay the price?
He does not want to talk to anybody from Arthur Andersen ever again.
Next time on 85,000, everything you thought about Enron and Arthur Andersen is wrong. And don't forget, this episode of 85K the Podcast was presented ad-free to you by our presenting sponsor, AS4. And now, for a limited time for 85K listeners only, go to as-4.com and use code JUSTICE to get a bundle offer on AS4 and free NAD Plus from 24K Wellness. Yes, free. The perfect cellular health span complement with your AS4 subscription. Greatly improve your health span and support the 85K podcast all at the same time. This combo offer is only available for a limited time to 85K listeners, so grab your health by the horns and go to as-4.com and use code JUSTICE. That's JUSTICE to get your free NAD Plus with AS4 subscription. The ultimate cellular combo. NAD Plus and AS4. Live younger, longer.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.